Amy Muyaha on SAFM.
The Department of Trade, Industry and Competition through the International Trade and Administration Commission of South Africa conducted a review on the tariff structure as it related to some of the input materials and components of renewable energy or of the renewable energy sector. We're going to be reflecting on the results of that review and what we make of it with the Chief Commissioner at ITAC, Commissioner Ayabonga Tawa. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of these developments. Commissioner, always lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's recap on the need for this review to be conducted and what brought it about.
Well, thank you so much, Jimmy. As always, a pleasure catching up with you, and thank you so much for having us. As you would know, Jimmy, these are multi-stage processes we have here, and we've reached now a preliminary stage in a probe that, to your question, was brought about not only by shifts in our policy landscape. I think we've had a white paper on renewable energy since the early 2000s, but increasingly, I think the penetration of all manner of systems and technologies in the renewable space, whether this is wind, solar, solid-state battery storage, and so on, I think has necessitated a review of the tariff structure in the first instance, but also a review of the policy tools we may have to try, where appropriate, to shift some production much closer to home. You would know that this review was occasioned by a directive from the minister, that was initiated towards the early part of last year. We've now reached the stage where we have some preliminary findings, which we then announced in a gazette on the 27th. And we're hoping that the public can comment on it in order that we are able to finalize our recommendations to the Minister of Trade, Industry and Competition.
Commissioner, what were the preliminary determinations that came out of this review?
Well, Jimmy, what became clear to us is that you do have across the different systems and technologies in the renewable space some capability in South Africa. So following our initiation, we then received comments, went out to verify across different product verticals the capability that South Africa would have in producing all manner of things, whether these are mounted bracket structures for solar panels, whether these are inverter systems, whether these are transformers, whether these are wind towers for wind turbines, whether these are, you know, subcomponents that are used in the nacelle or a rotor blade of a turbine. And following that exercise, we then arrived at a product set, which is set out in the Gazette, wherein we are saying two related things. The one is that we're saying, in relation to that product universe, our finding is that the minister may wish to consider raising the tariffs to the WTO bound rates. And second to that, that we may wish to revisit an administrative policy or practice called staged consignments, where importers are allowed to bring in these products piecemeal as part of larger projects in line with SARS's prevailing framework. And we're saying that some of these fasteners, inverters, mounting brackets, and so on, we should reconsider their bringing in under this framework. And then also, I think the last one is to consider where this capability exists in line with Section 20 of the Procurement Act of 2024 to consider designating some of these for public procurement.
Commissioner, speaking of public procurement, did the review take into account the strength or the size of the local sector? Is that something that needs to be looked at as well in terms of potentially strengthening the local sector so that it is less reliant on imports and thus these tariffs would hopefully apply in a smaller magnitude?
Well, indeed, you know, Jimmy, you would know that a few years ago we put a tariff on solar panels, which is one typical example of one matter that responds to your question. And we subsequently accompanied that with a rebate provision because we recognized that our domestic industry was only in a position to supply a very small part of our domestic demand. And so you needed to have a mechanism that didn't penalize you and me or even project owners by straddling a cost-raising duty when our supply capability was not up to scratch. And so we've said in our preliminary findings that we will consider discontinuation of that rebate provision only when we are satisfied that the domestic industry has ramped up its supply to at least half of the prevailing domestic demand, and only then may we probably look into considering discontinuing that rebate. So that rebate stays in place because we recognize, in particular in solar, that we actually have not had the supply capability that would meet the rapidly growing demand that we see in the South African market.
Commissioner, the preliminary findings that have been put forward and determinations that have been put forward, obviously, as you mentioned, subject to public comment, and we welcome that public comment to inform these decisions. What potential impact would they have on retail consumers if we are looking at the increasing demand that is starting to prevail in the market for these alternative renewable energy products?
Well, I think it would be too early to say, Jimmy, but suffice to say, I think broadly, one would anticipate that in certain categories of products, for project owners, whether these are panels, inverters, fasteners, some of the balance of plants, wiring, mounted kits, wire harnesses, and so on, that in instances where arising from global overcapacity in this market, you would have had chronically low and depressed prices, that this may manifest itself in a much higher shelf level price. But our point has always been that the price formation in this market is out of kilter precisely because of this overcapacity that is chronic in this market. It's not just a flash in a pan or an episodic thing, but it arises from a massive capacity buildup in some of the key origin markets for some of these products, which, to be honest with you, have really kind of artificially depressed price conditions in this market. And so we do anticipate that in the short run, this will have a price-raising effect. But I think a balance has to be struck, Jimmy, between product-level ambition South Africa may have in line with its own green industrialization framework and policy, and, of course, balancing the price-raising effect. And it is precisely for that reason that we are going to the public to say, give us your comments. Take us into your own confidence about, in your own distribution network or value chain, what impact do you think is likely? And we ourselves are also undertaking some analysis insofar as that is concerned.
The tariff structure related to renewable energy and its value chain currently under review by the International Trade and Administration Commission. And of course, as you heard the commissioner there, they welcome a public comment so that the right decisions can be made. We're going to have to leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to Chief Commissioner at the International Trade and Administration Commission, Ayabonga Gawe, for joining us to take a look at the review of tariffs on renewable energy products.
Progress builds, it moves, and it has a partner. That partner is Anglo.